This song is sung in Efik, the language of Margaret Ekpo, who grew up in southeastern Nigeria. The lyrics speak of love, compassion, bravery, strength and resilience, character traits mirrored in Margaret Ekpo's personality. When Margaret Ekpo was born in Cross River State in 1914, her chances of becoming a political icon looked slim. For one thing, she was a woman. For another, she was born into a country ruled by the British. But that did not stop Ekpo from starting to agitate against the colonialists. When she was still a young woman, she joined the National Council of Nigeria and the Cameroons, or the NCNC party. 97-year-old Etubong Eniang Essieng is a contemporary of Margaret Ekpo.
She was a seamstress. Okay. Then later on, she joined up in politics. In 1944, that was the time which the NCNC was inaugurated.
Ekpo's first taste of politics was by chance. Her husband, a doctor, was upset about the discrimination of native doctors by the British administrators. But as a civil servant, he couldn't attend political meetings. Margaret Ekpo went along in his place to protest the colonial policies. She soon turned her focus to bettering the standing of women in society. In the 1950s, she toured Nigeria, mobilizing women, rich and poor, to fight for their economic and political rights, a novelty in an era when men dominated politics and most Nigerian women could not vote. Ekpo was then nominated as a member of the influential Regional House of Chiefs. A few years later, she became an elected politician in Nigeria's eastern region, one of a few female politicians in the country. Etubong Essieng again.
She was very active, very outspoken. During that time, most of the women did not take to politics, but he urged them. They came into politics, and they were given position, particularly those who succeeded to be elected into the House. It was her own activities that led to women being appointed commissioner for social welfare and so forth.
Margaret Ekpo stayed in politics until the start of the Nigerian Civil War in 1967. As a politician, she helped women, especially impoverished ones, by focusing on issues such as improving roads to local markets. One of Margaret's grandsons, Robbie Ekpo, said his grandmother always pushed for equal rights.
She always believed that all children were equal, and then she believed that whatever the male child can achieve, the female child could also achieve, apparently. And that's why she was always for women emancipation and women, you know, having the same rights and in politics and whatever.
Ekpo's strong personality helped her progress the role of women in Nigeria. But she also had a soft side, says her grandson, who remembers how her winning character made her a respected and much sought after woman.
A lot of people used to come to the house to see her from all over Nigeria. And some of them were people who hadn't ever met her. They would probably communicate through phone or through emails or through, you know, letters way back then. And then when they come, they always go back with a different impression. So it was really an approachable person.
Margaret Ekpo died in 2006, aged 92, not without seeing her achievements honored. A few years before her death, then Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo named the Calabar International Airport after her as a tribute to Ekpo's contribution to the achievement of the country.